girls always sitting out on the front porch and singing and tapping their toes.
What's wrong with them?
They grew up to be Wet Willie.
Pretty cool. They did all right.
They did okay.
Hey, yeah, two things here. A lot of texts coming in about my Turkish shooting spirit animal, this Yusuf Dicec, who won silver. Number one, my friend Supermom, who is good on the internet, said the t-shirt I want already exists out there. He's giving me a link to buy it.
Oh, wow.
I would walk right. It'd take a lot for me to say I'm going to walk around with a picture of somebody from Turkey on it. But this guy, I think he and I are the same ilk.
Yeah, he's gone above and beyond.
And to describe this, Fire Dog cracked me up here. He said on the text line, did the Turkish Olympian say, hold my beer and watch this, belch loudly, and then took his shot?
I think so.
If so, I need to be on the Olympic shooting team. Just this guy's attitude. He puts his hand in his pocket. Fire Dog, I know you know your way around shooting and all that. So this guy, I mean, dude, he's got in, you know, the squishy earplugs.
Yeah.
And so we're in the big set.
Yeah.
Doesn't have any kind of special glasses, just has regular glasses on. He puts his hand in his pocket, slouches his back, and wins silver.
Casually,
that's my man. That's my man.
You casually win an Olympic medal.
That's my man.
Think about that. Speaking of Olympics, I think this guy's he's a member of the U.S. Olympic radio call team. Ricky is on the line.
Ricky gets the Olympic theme music.
Yeah,
hey, Ricky.
Ricky gets the Olympic theme music. He sure does. Good morning, Ricky.
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing this morning?
Doing just great, man.
Look, I think, you know, they just did a study on all of Alabama seems to be depressed and everybody's having mental issues.
Who did that study?
I didn't see that study, Rick.
I forget who did it.
Okay, that's all right.
It was on the radio. I heard it on your station.
Right, Alabama? Okay. All right, go ahead.
But anyway, there's some kind of depression, heavy depression going on, and loneliness, and whatever. But I believe it's the 5G weapon that they've installed in us that's causing a lot of depression, because they're microwaving us between the hours of 9 o'clock at night and when we go to bed, and they do it all night long, and they turn it off during the day.
Who's they?
That's what I'm being told.
Okay, well, yeah, first of all, yeah, Dan says they, and then I want to know, they turn the 5G off? Because I think, see, my phone is getting 5G.
They turn it up, or either turn it down or turn it off, one of the two.
They modified a little bit, okay. Who are they, Ricky?
And the sound wave, you know sound waves are real, right? Sean, you know that. You know sound wave like a weapon, like a military weapon. You know, they got different weapons, sound weapons.
They do, absolutely.
And they also got a giant magnifying glass to put over the sun.
Okay. To be able to, like, set stuff on fire like I used to do with my magnifying glass.
Well, they turned it into a weapon. Now, anything with the... look it up. They've turned it into a weapon.
Does the magnifying glass go up to space?
They create a false sun. The Chinese created a false sun. They put a false sun up and put it up, and it worked.
But wait a second. But where is... Okay, let's back up for a second here, because I have two more minutes to figure this out.
Mm-hmm.
The false sun is the magnifying glass. Where does it sit? Where is it up in the air?
I don't know. I ain't figured that either, Sean. But you notice how hot it is. I mean, it's like twice as hot. You can't look at it. You can't stare at the sun no more because it's so hot.
I don't think that was ever.
Ricky, were you staring at the sun?
I've looked this up. Now this weapon does it.
Back in the day, when you could look at the sun.
The good old days.
I'm still trying to picture this. It's like up in space and the sun goes through it and then it magnifies it, or is it down here?
I ain't figured it out yet, Sean, but I know they have a fake sun, the artificial sun, and they have a magnifying glass to turn it into a weapon so they can cook different areas to kill the crops of the people, just like they can create hurricanes and they can create rain in Vietnam for 60 days straight. You know, the Ho Chi Minh Trail that they tried to drown out. That's when it started all back in the late 1800s, early 1900s. They've had weather-modifying weapons.
Yeah, it sounds like this fake sun microwave laser thing sounds like, if they're not working on a new James Bond movie,
this is it.
I mean, this is what the bad guy has, right? Yeah. And he's got to destroy it.
But this is real. This is real.
But
this
if
is
you
not
look it up on the internet, you're going to be shocked. I thought it was, you know, I thought it was
it's on the internet.
Far out there too, but it's true.
Now,
they got
you
weapons.
Say it's true,
they got,
Ricky.
They got weapons.
They do have weapons.
John, what, do you have a hard time believing anything I tell you, or you work
Yeah, generally.
Sometimes, yeah, Ricky.
Sound like y'all work for the 1%, and every time somebody comes on and try to tell y'all something to help the people like I did with COVID-19, y'all make me look like an idiot.
But you got that on lock. You got that all wrapped up yourself.
We're just listening, bro.
I just want to hear. I'm just asking questions, man. You, here's the problem.
Well,
we're going to go to the break.
Like you always seem to be leaning toward the left side instead of our side.
What is your side?
Yeah.
The right side. You know, you go left, you get on the wrong side. It just seems like
all right,
you're...
Hang on, Ricky.
That was awesome. Thank you, Ricky. Yeah. I feel so much better.
It's okay. 8:30 FM
Lasers.
Talk. 106.5 Mobile Mornings News, and then more conversation on the way.